Tonight's shir, Simen Nun Vov, Seif Beis, Gimel, Dalet, and Hay. Simen Nun Vov, Seif Beis. Kesheshliach Tzibur Omer Yisparach, Kala Om Onim Amen. When the Shliach Tzibur says Yisparach, everyone says Amen. V'chein kish Omer B'rechu, and similarly when it says B'rechu, V'chein kish Omer V'imu Amen, and when he concludes what we call the Chatzi Kaddish V'imu Amen. The Ramah adds, "V'lo nagu lomo amen achis." We don't do that. We do not say amen after yisparach. V'lo achi birchu. We don't even say amen after birchu either. You'll sometimes hear Hasidim say an amen by birchu. We don't. We say birchu. V'lo yafsik bein birchu le'ela mikol birchasav v'chulu. And there should not be an interruption between birchu le'ela mikol birchasav. Mishtabur sevkan yud beis. Achi yisparach. There are those who answer Amen, says the Mechaber, you answer Amen afterward, Yisparach. Aval acha yiskadel v'yiskadesh mirabo, haminig lanos Amen. After the first four words of Kaddish, we answer Amen. And for some reason, Mechaber doesn't even mention that. He doesn't mention that over here. We answer Amen after that. Upelo Shulchan Aruch, so hitika Amen hazeh. It's amazing, the Shulchan Aruch omitted this Amen. Ashehu mavor b'Rambam v'etiku b'Beis Yosef. It isn't the Rambam, it isn't the Beis Yosef. Sifka and Yud Gimel, acha b'richu. We don't say amen after the word Yisparach, and we don't say b'richu, we don't say amen after b'richu. Yesh shetoim, there are those who make a mistake. Shebeshar shar shlichziba omer b'richu, onim gam him tevus elu, b'richu le'ela. The shlichziba says b'richu, when they respond, b'richu le'ela. That's blasphemy. As if to say, Hashem is misbarach only the Eila and not below. Either they say, Mikol Birchasa, or just Brichu, like Arminig, and it's not Brichu la Eila. Sifkan Yudal v'lo yafsik. The last thing the Rambam says is not to interrupt between Birchu and the Eilam Mikol Birchasa. I'm a Shai Tshuva Shehevi Misefer HaKavonis Muchach Lehefech. Shai Tshuva brings that from the Sefer Kavonis is exactly the opposite. The Tevas Birchu Mechubur El Tevas Tekutcha. Birchu is continuing from the previous Tekutcha Birchu. Va'achach Yesh Hefsik Kitzas K'mo Asnachta. Then there should be a little break like an Asnachta V'shuv Maschel. Then you begin Le'ela V'chulam. Kaloma, meaning to say, she is barach, v'yishtabach, shmosha kodesh baruch hu, le'ela v'chulu. That the le'ela is going back on the yisparach, v'yishtabach, shmosha kodesh baruch hu. V'chein hiskem v'yargoy, and the Vilna Goin in his commentary agrees to this. Se'if Gimel, ha'onim ad olmei olmaya belvad tom heim. When you say yehei shmei rabo, those who end at the olmei olmaya are making a mistake. You shouldn't separate between Omaya and Yisparach. Mishtabur Sifkatan Tesvav, Omaya li Yisparach. Mashma beveis Yosef, Tetzarech loma kol hanusach shol Yisparach, ad da'amiron ba'omo chavches tevos. It's mashma beveis Yosef, that you should really say Yisparach through da'amiron ba'omo, 28 words, and if you daven amongst Sfaradim, you'll hear they say the whole thing. If you look at Magen Avraham, he says the minig of the early ones is the main thing. Shlo lo marak ad yisparach, just to say the word yisparach. Beyond that, to be silent. Just pay attention to what the Shir Tzibah says. By listening, it's as if you say it yourself. In the commentary of Vilna Gaon, he writes shlo lo marak ad tevus olmaya bavad. He disagrees with the Mechaber. He says you stop at olmaya. That is the end of the praise Yehei Shmei Rabo. U mi yisparach lahalon maschil perak acher. Yisparach begins something new. Ve'ein la'arm v'asachas. They should not be combined. V'nira, it would seem, shem yomrein b'shtei neshimos, if you say both but with two breaths, it's not in the same breath, gam lahagor shor, the Vilna Gaon would agree, that's okay. So you'll say omayah, you'll take a breath and this, then say yisparach. As far as the main approach here, there are different minhagim in different places. If you're in a part of davening that you're not supposed to interrupt, and you're going to interrupt special for Yeheshmi Rabbah. Yizor b'zesh lo yom rak ad olmaya. There, certainly, you only say it till olmaya. You're not going to say the word yisparach. So even though the Mechaber takes the position that you should always say yisparach, the Vilna Gaon says you never say the yisparach, and there are those who would say the whole thing continuing. So different mekaymis, different minhagim. But if you're in Birchus Kriya Shema and you're going to interrupt for Yeheshmi Rabbah, then you're not allowed to say the yisparach. Se'if David. Kishomer Chazan Yiskadel Korea. When the Chazan begins Kaddish, he bows. V'chein b'Yeheshmi Rabbah, and so too by Yeheshmi Rabbah. V'chein b'Yisparach, and again by Yisparach. V'chein b'Brichu, and so too by Brichu. V'chein b'Amen, at the conclusion again of what we call Chazikash. I keep saying it like that because really, what we call Chazikash is Kaddish. Kaddish is what we call Chazikash. And then there are add-ons that were added in different times, depending on where you're up to in davening. But the essence of Kaddish is until this Amen that he's referring to here. So if, hey, La'acher she'siyim ha'kaddish, when Kaddish is concluded, poseya shalosh pesiyos, he takes 3 steps back, va'acher, oh, and then he says, oh, shalom b'chulo. So again, this is not what we call chatzi kaddish, but when we do the longer kaddish, he takes 3 steps back for osa shalom.